The Jesse Aiken House was originally located northwest of Calyote Village in South Dakota. It was the Aiken family homestead and a good representation of the simple life of the homesteaders. The Elk Point Quasquicentennial Book of 1984 tells the story of a home in a haystack. In 1870, Dick Mundy was traveling by horse between Elk Point and Haywarden in a blizzard that was growing in intensity. Knowing that he couldn't reach town, Mundy dismounted and headed for the large haystack near the trail. As the wind changed, Mundy moved around the stack in order to find the best shelter. Suddenly, a section of the stack moved, and a woman stood beside the startled man. She then asked the traveler to come inside where he would be more comfortable. When Mundy stepped inside, he found a two-bedroom dwelling reinforced with logs and dirt. In the middle of the place, there was a cook stove over which was suspended a large piece of sheet iron. Smoke passed around the sheeting and through the hole at the top of the stack. The place gave the feeling of a cozy home. The haystack dwellers introduced themselves as Mr. and Mrs. Jesse Aiken and their son. They were living in the haystack until a log house could be built. The Aikens prospered, and Mr. Aiken often remarked that his was the only family that spent their early days in a haystack. They lived in the haystack while building this house. This two-room house originally had a loft and dirt floor. Note the bricks and plaster on the interior walls used to insulate the frame construction. The house was donated in June 1987 by Wendell Nelson.